Well, it's not new to Sydney's CBD, but it's something the city hasn't seen in decades. For the first time in almost 60 years, trams will pick up their first passengers in the city centre this morning. And it's been a long journey with delays and legal disputes. According to the New South Wales government, the trams, or light rail as they're known, will revitalise the city. But the new line covers only a fraction of the ground of Sydney's old tram service, which was torn out. Eleanor Whitehead filed this report.
It's been a long journey. Trams returning to Sydney's CBD for the first time in more than half a century.
It's a great thing. I think it makes our city look really good.
I think it's lovely. I think it's great. It's good for the tourism and that too, you know what I mean? For the city, going to Circular Quay now, I think it's fantastic.
But on George Street, not all locals are feeling so positive about their new public transport line.
It was a ridiculous over-investment, over-capitalisation, just basically handing billions of dollars to foreign conglomerates to provide very basic transport, which should be provided by the government.
The light rail cost taxpayers $2.9 billion, almost double what was predicted, and was supposed to be finished in March. Along the way, the Spanish construction company, Acciona, sued the New South Wales government, arguing it was misled over the cost of digging up power lines. Now, State Transport Minister Andrew Constance says all the pain's been worth it.
I think once we see passengers on board, everyone's going to see it as a fantastic project for our state. We're seeing already enormous changes with the pedestrian boulevard down George Street, and I know that certainly businesses are going to benefit from a lot of patronage as people ride light rail between these precincts. And I just think ultimately, city is going to become a train city and move away very much from a car city.
Sydney's old tram network was ripped up in the late 1950s. Back then, it was one of the biggest in the world, covering almost 300 kilometres. Transport researcher Matthew Hounsell.
There was a feeling that the private car would be cheaper for the government. It would remove the need to have staff, and it would be more freeing and allow for a lot more local jobs in manufacturing.
But he says past mistakes should be put behind us.
It's never too late to admit your mistake and start anew. And the trams provide that urban layer between the railways and between walking. It's a good start, and it will be a boon, but it is a start rather than a full network.
The government says the trams will be able to move more than 13,000 commuters hourly during peak hour. A new fork to the eastern suburbs is due to be completed in March.
Eleanor Whitehead.